You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
And that beautiful song that you're listening to in the background is called In Here, and this one is coming from Usibongile, bringing us to exactly 17 minutes after the hour, 7 p.m. It is the 14th of September 2023. Thank you so much for staying with us. It is the second and final hour of the show. We are, of course, on that so-called home stretch. But this segment is called Shapeshifter Thursday. And today we are talking to a shapeshifter by the name of Leslie. But before we get into that conversation with Leslie, let's do this.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Our shapeshifter this evening is Leslie Pepper, who is an entrepreneur, creative director, brand designer, and space disruptor. And he has racked up all these accolades at a very young age. So this conversation promises to be an encouraging one, especially if you are an aspiring young person and all of those who are aspiring to, I suppose, do that extra push to their own lives and owning their own lives and making sure that things work out the way they should. He's here to tell us a little bit about himself, what he does, and more importantly, as this show is about money, we're going to ask him at such a young age, what does he do with his money? And I believe he's already on the line. Good evening, Leslie.
Good evening, Tabella. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. And how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Good. Fantastic. Fantastic. How was your day?
The day was quite hectic, but yeah, we're here.
Wait, what were you doing? What were you doing? And they are not listening, don't worry.
Yeah, I know, man. Just work, hey? We're trying to put some work, and you know, we're in the middle of stage six, so it's hard one to navigate, but
I mean, coming here myself, I was stuck on the road with the traffic and all those sort of stuff, so yeah, we are living in such a world. Someone was saying that we shouldn't even be complaining about stage six, because this government, when it started launching, told us there's stage eight. So we haven't even gotten to stage eight yet. So imagine when you get to stage eight, when half of the day there's no electricity. It's tough. It's tough. And I suppose we need people who can help us creatively to change what we need to change. You are here as our shapeshifter, which is a segment that we really love on the show, which we use to, I suppose, encourage other young people out there. You know, I'm sure some of them are following you. They look up to you as well. And maybe others have never had the opportunity to even ask you questions. Hey, so this is the segment where we try and do that. But I want to say, firstly, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. When someone asks you, "ULeslie ubani?" How do you respond?
You know, that's
a difficult one.
The tricky question to answer. But Leslie is the founder, is the creative director of Amahle Creatives. So Amahle Creatives, it's a brand development agency, and we work closely with their startups. We work with startup companies and small businesses.
Okay.
In terms of growing their brand identity and their brand strategy. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm also, I guess, aside from that, I'm also a devout Adventist Day. I'm currently worshiping at Rosa Tenville SDA Church, and serving as a youth leader there.
I
think that's pretty much it.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Did you grow up in Rosa Tenville, or where were you born?
So I wasn't born. I wasn't born in Rosa Tenville.
Yeah.
I was born in Gwavulawayo in Zimbabwe.
That's where
I was born.
And how was it?
It was good, man. It was good. It was a small suburb, and there wasn't that much to it, but it was fairly good. It was fairly good.
And any challenges you faced growing up in Bulawayo, what would you ascribe to, maybe some of them that come to mind?
Yeah, you know, when you are growing up, when we are growing up, you never really had that idea that you are facing some challenges. Everything
Life
was
was
all
just the
good.
same.
Yeah, life was just
Yeah,
life was
I know. Yeah.
life was moving, man. But
Yeah.
when I'm older, I think what I can say is the challenges that we faced unknowingly so would have been exposure. You know, when you're at Ekasi, you're not exposed to a lot of things, especially in terms of entrepreneurship, business. It's a small, closed community, and you don't know anything outside other than that. That might have been the challenge, and it puts us at a disadvantage with our peers. So, yeah.
With Bulawayo then being a suburb, and I'm trying to paint a picture for some of our listeners here. With Bulawayo then being a suburb, what were some of the challenges that if you stepped out of your house, you could see within the community, or would you say there was less of maybe what one would find in a non-suburb area?
Yeah, so what I can say is, as you step outside, there wasn't that much of an economic activity. You know, it's that place where young people just chill by the corner there and they just hang out. There's no like youth economic participation that much. It was so, I can say, not that busy, and there wasn't much stuff or anything for people to do. You know,
So it was a
they were
typical
feeling.
burbs, eh? People who stay in their house and play with PlayStations.
But not really, because it wasn't that much of a developed. It's like gassy
Yes, I
type of
see.
vibe. So,
I see.
yeah, PlayStation, it wouldn't be a thing there. It would you'd be you playing outside with other people or just chilling at someone's house, and there wasn't much activities to do. There were a few libraries, there were a few youth centers, but we made do.
That's interesting. And I suppose when you grow up in such an environment, it almost shapes your thinking in some sort of way. And maybe has an influence in who you are. I mean, most of the people you talk to will tell you the same, that I am what I am today, or I am where I am today because of the community that I grew up in and because of where I come from. Being a creative and entrepreneur and someone who's a space disruptor yourself, would you say Bulawayo played a role in shaping your thinking?
Yeah, I can say it did play a rich role, because I think from seeing or experiencing all that, it conditioned me to kind of say there must be more. It shouldn't just be this. There should be something else. You know, there should be something more. And of course, there was. You know, when you start to step outside, or you visit other places, you come to Jozi, you come to Joburg, you go. You get to experience something else than what you're used to, and you get to see what other people are doing, and you kind of wish to take that back home to say, I feel like we can do more than what we are doing just now. So yeah, growing up there, it did influence me somehow, and in the career that I am right now, it is because the environment kind of led me to land where I am today.
Sure, that's really beautiful. Let's go back then to, like you said, your career, your first job to, I suppose, then running Amahle Creatives. How has that been? You know, some people will tell you that, look, the entrepreneurial bug has always been there. I was working, but I felt like something was just missing until I went out and started my own thing. What was your first job, and what has that trajectory been to currently running Amahle?
I can't say I've had the first that kind of opportunity to say the first job was this and I transitioned. The only difference would have been I've always been a creative, eh? So I've always been a creative, but on the freelance kind of side, you know. So we did a few of some freelance work and some intern at some marketing place sometime some time back, but I've never had that opportunity to say I was in a different field, like a different career field, and then I transitioned. So I've always been a creative and a freelancing, but now the difference was I had to kind of scale up and say, instead of being a freelancer, why not just open up an agency once and for all?
I see.
Yeah, and in the middle of COVID, that's when the transition happened. We're moving from freelance to actually being a creative director of an actual brand agency.
You said this was in 20?
In 2020.
2020, right? In the midst of COVID. How was the transition in COVID? People were looking to run away from any transition, and here you are running straight into transitioning. Like, how was that like?
I honestly feel like it was the perfect storm, man. Because, you know, when we were transitioning during COVID, most people were losing their jobs, right? Most people were losing their jobs, and they were now entering or trying to experiment with that entrepreneur side to say, let me start something that can help me.
Yeah.
And for us, that's where our business is. You know, we're working with people who are starting up their businesses. So during COVID, when most people were losing their jobs and they're crying, we were motivating them to say, no, but you can still start your own thing and we can help you too. So from there, it kind of launched us and helped us move forward. And it has been good ever since. Yeah.
What drew you then to the space, the creative space?
So the creative space. Fun fact: in school, I did. I was focusing on sciences. I was a science student.
They don't sound much creative, science people, though, eh? They are very numbers and strategic and all those hectic things.
Yeah, but then I was there because, you know, when you are a bit smart and the people in your family are in that route, you are kind of led to follow that path. But even though I was good at it, I knew that this isn't my space.
Yeah,
it's never my space. So I started exploring into art and design. I started doing the business subjects. Like, it first was self-taught, and then I decided, you know what, then we completely dropped this and just focus on this. And it wasn't an easy move or an easy thing for the parents. But as time went on, they had to understand. But and then I've always been a creative, even growing up. I mean, I used to create, you know, people would ask me to create maybe like a birthday poster or something. And it was something that was within me earlier. And, you know, my father was also in the same business as well. So I used to hang out in his offices after school and see him do his thing. And I fell in love and I knew I could do it ever since.
And it sounds like this was, like you're saying, you were looking into maybe in the sciences and whatever. And it looks like the creative space is a space that found you more than you finding it. How do you keep yourself motivated in this field? I'm sure there are days when you are a little less creative and that creativity just doesn't seem to be coming. It's what, you know, authors call writer's block when they can't write a single sentence. Do you have creative block?
Yeah. So we call it burnout.
Burnout. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it happens more often than you think, and it's tough. But I think what helps is looking at the stuff that you've created before. You know, it when you've created something before, it kind of motivates you, or it gives you that drive to say, no, but you can do this thing. And design, what works for me as well is design is everywhere, man. If you step outside, just take a walk, you get so much inspiration, and you get to, like I said, you know, I believe in exposure. If you go experience something else, you come back refreshed. It helps you. It helps you to work and move forward. Yeah.
That's interesting. You know, people like me, who are, you know, finance and whatever people, I'm commenting because you're saying, as a creative person, when you walk out, there's inspiration everywhere. We see doom and gloom. We see the economy that's not working. We're seeing prices of fuel. And when you see a creative world as a creative, right, you see things that you could work with and all those sort of stuff. Is there such a thing? Let's be honest. Is there such a thing where creatives walk into their own world, even though the rest of us are complaining about everything, but they just have their own world? Hi, Leslie. Can you hear me? Can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Yeah. So I think as a creative, generally the word create, you are someone who creates something.
Okay,
right?
I love that.
And yeah, so it could be from nothing, it could be from something, but your whole purpose is creating. So by that virtue, I think you should see the world in a different lens than anyone else.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
You should come up with different perspective that nobody else has, so that you are able to do or to fulfill your job as a creator. So it's not real. I cannot call it, maybe say, stepping into a different world.
Yeah.
But it could be just seeing things different from a regular eye or from a regular perspective
That makes a lot of sense. Without necessarily telling us, I suppose, you know, for IP and all those sort of stuff, one thing that you've created or you've worked around with or designed, whatever the case might be, that you look back every time, you're like, you know, I did my best here. I'm sure there must be one when you walk past, like, hey. Like you said, you work with small businesses. I'm sure some of them you look back and you're like, the Lord is good. Yeah. We did our best here.
Sure. I always tell people in my circle that, you know, there's that feeling as a creative when you are walking or like you're just traveling by road and you pass maybe a billboard. Pass a billboard that you did, or you pass like a branded vehicle that you did.
Yes.
Like, I'm not sure. I know most people who are with me or who are around here don't know that I did this, but it feels good to you that you know that you contributed in one of those things. So yeah, I mean, I've been lucky as an agency to work with quite a number of like big people. I mean, this year we've done some billboard work with likes of Hollywood Bets and so there's that, and yeah, we've done some vehicle branding for some construction companies that are around. Yeah, it's seeing that, you know, when we are walking around and seeing that, it shows that we deserve to be in this space. We have earned the right, and we can do it.
Do you consider those your high points in your career so far as a creative, but also as the owner of the company?
Yes, I do consider them. And one of the high points that I really consider is we've been lucky enough not to only work with small and startups here in South Africa.
Yeah.
We've found ourselves competing with and doing some work for some big companies, and we've managed to enter the Dubai UAE market.
Wait, don't just say that and pass by. Let's park there. Did you just say Dubai? Can I get a ticket to Dubai, man? I mean, I'm looking for a ticket to Dubai. But that's amazing. You've done work with Dubai companies.
Yeah, I mean, we did some work for a startup real estate company in Dubai. Yeah, and it has been one of the biggest projects we've ever managed,
Look
and
at that.
been amazing. It's been amazing.
No,
Yeah.
that's a
Yeah.
flex. That's a flex. Definitely a flex that one. You can't just say,
Nah.
we just did Dubai and then you walk past. No, you did
Yeah.
client in Dubai.
No, man, I think as creatives, we suffer from this one thing where these things, once they've happened and they've passed, they become something small, and you kind of look
I
forward to the
see.
next big thing, you
I
know?
see. I see. I see. Okay, that
Yeah.
makes sense. And what would you consider as challenges so far, in the creative space, or even running your own business as a professional?
Yeah. So, the challenges that I can say is, I started this thing very young, right? I started this thing very young,
Yeah.
and there's always been this challenge of sort of an age factor where the people that you're approaching and you're trying to talk to, they don't give you a seat at the table because, they were like, "What do you know?" Especially, when you're young and you're trying to re-strategize a whole company and say, you know what, I think you can do this, and they first look at you with some doubt at first, but I think as results come in, as we've produced some results, it gets easier to say, okay, we see your work, we see what we've done, I mean, for example, for this Dubai real estate company, this company had presented. Yeah, it gotten pitches from like different media agencies, including those that are there, and they had to come out and say yours is the best strategy. So for us, it proved that age or not, we know what we are doing and we can do it well. So
That's interesting. That's interesting. All right. So here on Business
yeah.
Sense, one of the things that we love talking about, and we don't shy away from doing that, is talking about money. Precisely because it's a very important topic, especially in this day and age that we are living in. And I generally feel that you can't trust a person who can't be honest about money either way. People have to be honest. It's money. You can't jigger-jigger about that. And when we jigger-jigger, we nchonja. We enjoy our money, so we need to be honest, and that's why our politicians, they enjoy because they chigga chigga around money, and we don't want that. So how would you define your relationship with money?
So with money, I can say, as I was growing up, my one of the most favorite person in my life or key figure in my life was my grandmother, and she was a business person. When I was growing up, she would go buy stuff and come sell and stuff like that. So in the household, the topic of money was never something so foreign. We talked about it. She talked about saving, the importance of saving, and stuff like that. So I kind of carried that with me as I grew up, and even with my friends now, we regularly talk about money and how best can we where can we earn money. So it's fairly much a healthy relationship, I can say. But money is an I don't know, it's an emotional topic for most people. Money is very emotional, and we are scared to talk about money. It's something that scares us because I don't know, maybe it's from the from the point of lack where we kind of shy away. But now, my relationship with money is fairly much healthy. And well, there's one thing that I learned, I think it was a year ago or a year or two ago, where they said you have to face your finances. You have to face them. Go into your bank and see how much is left, and do budgets. Don't be afraid and say it things are gonna or whatever. But just face your finances. Don't be afraid. So it's what I've carried through to say, especially as a business owner, it's important to face the finances. We are also responsible in a way of other people's finances. So You have to be responsible about it. Yeah.
I love that point. Face your finances, even though it's zero on the bank account like it is right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going, okay.
Yeah. Face
it's
that 43
zero.
Rand.
If you have 43 rand, by the way, you're still very blessed because a lot of us are in the minus as we speak.
I was telling my friends that their bank balances are looking like radio stations, 93.7.
Guess what? They must try Adventist World Radio. You see, already the name tells you that there's money in there, you know?
Yeah.
If you listen to Adventist World Radio, you don't have a radio station bank balance.
Yeah, sure.
You've got money in there. What would be the one mistake you think you've made about money?
I've made some mistakes, man.
Mm.
Everyone does. Everyone does make mistakes.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not at a point where I can say I no longer make mistakes with money, but we still do make mistakes with money. And I think for quite some time, one of my biggest mistakes or my challenge with money was spending money that you don't have.
Mm.
You know, there's a good friend of mine who works in real estate, and usually repeats this point that if you can't buy it twice, you don't afford it. You don't afford it. And for me, I'm a guy who's heavily interested in tech, and I love getting tech stuff, you know, gadgets, devices, even if it's stuff that I don't need. iPhone 15 was released yesterday, and if I could, I would get it, and I don't even need it.
One of those, you know? As well. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And then what would be the lesson, one lesson you think you've learned of the mistakes that you've made?
So one of the lessons from the mistake that I've learned is, number one, as I said, don't spend money that you don't have. Don't spend money that you don't have. Mm. And another lesson that I might have learned, the second one, this is very important.
Yeah.
It's saving is okay. It's okay to save.
Mm.
But I wish I learned about investing, you know, at an early age, because saving while your money is not getting you anything in return, it's kind of pointless in a way. It's like someone who's keeping money under a mattress. It loses value. It gets chawed by inflation. So one of the lessons that I've learned is saving. It's well and fine, but save towards some investment. Invest that money so that it generates interest for you and it helps you along the way.
Fantastic. Now, as you draw towards the end, what advice would you give your younger self? I know, right?
My younger self.
Yeah.
No, this is, I think I'll just say, be kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself.
Mm.
Great rewards take time. You are not too late. You are not too late to achieve the things that you want to achieve. Just take your time.
Be kind to yourself. I love that. I think we're living in a world where we are constantly on the chase, looking for this and that and that and that. And sometimes we forget to just take a bit of a pause and be kind to yourself. So I really love that one. What would you do differently? If there's one thing in your life, you sit back and you're like, given another opportunity, I wouldn't have done it this way.
What would I do differently? What will I do differently? I think what I will do differently would be to make the decision. I there's this thing where I think most of us can relate, where you spend a lot of time thinking about doing something, and you wonder if it's gonna be a good idea or a bad idea. What I would do differently is, at that point in time, to actually make that decision, whether it's bad or good, but make it, you know, and stop second guessing some things.
Second guessing some things. And where are we going, say, 5, 10 years from now? Where do you see yourself?
Chief, 10 years from now, Sizobona in 10 years.
That's classic. So yeah. One in 10 years. Yeah.
That's a difficult question.
Yeah, so what are you 10 years?
But what I can say is I think 10 years, I should be thinking of an exit strategy.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be time to pull out. But
yeah.
Also in 10 years, man, I have a passion. I have this passion of starting. Like, you know, I'm obsessed with this fintech startups,
yeah.
Like Pineapple, the Yoko,
yeah.
And in 10 years, I think I wanna be at that level where I also have some, like, whether it's a tech startup or a startup. Mm. And there's already one that I'm working on with a mentor of mine, but I can't get into that yet.
Yeah.
But hopefully in 10 years' time, it would have taken off.
Definitely. Business Sense will still be here in 10 years' time. I can tell you that fact.
Yeah.
And it will be even far much bigger. And it will be like, hey, can we have that conversation once again? So that will be an interesting one. Any last words to other young people that are looking up to you, perhaps your age or even younger, and even older people who are looking at you and being like, sure, what you have achieved as a young person is something that is admirable, and we do think it's admirable, and that's why you came in as our shapeshifter today. But what would you say to other young people that are looking at you? Perhaps some want to give up. Things are very difficult. What would be your one message to them?
Yeah, I think my message is simple. It'll be get exposed, get knowledge.
Mm.
There's more to life than what you're used to. You know, be curious. Be curious, stay curious, surround yourself with people who can help you get to where you want to be.
Mm.
Find yourself in spaces that are promoting growth.
Mm.
Find yourself in spaces that enhances your knowledge, you know, learn something.
Mm.
Yeah, my father usually tells me that don't let a day go by without you learning something. Learn something.
Mm.
Learning doesn't end.
Yeah.
So get exposed. Get knowledge, find out something that you are not used to, and get used to different, basically.
Yeah, get used to different. Sure. Leslie, thank you so much. I think you are such an inspiration both to the young people, but also to older people as well who look at what you've achieved and what you're achieving every single day. And we do hope and pray that the Lord will continue to use you to become a force with other young people as well, and leave a legacy one day that we'll look back and say, yeah, Leslie was here. He lived and he did his best. But thank you so much, man, for taking the time this evening. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Cheers.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.